Hey guys, Will Durst here, and trust me, I really wanted to avoid the whole crotch-tweeting thing altogether, but it's like trying to ignore a bullfight in a broom closet. The unfortunately named Anthony Weiner has sucked all the oxygen out of the news cycle. It's almost impossible to find out what the subject of today's Sarah Palin revisionist history lesson was. Did Abraham Lincoln declare war on the French to protect tort reform? This whole thing is the New York Democrats' own damn fault, you know that. Wouldn't have been half the outcry if his name wasn't Weiner. Hey, he had a choice of pronunciation. Could have taken a page out of the John Boehner playbook. Of course, Boehner and Boehner is way different than Weiner and Weiner. Weiner is still a lousy name for a politician. Appropriate, especially for a Democrat, but lousy. The guy is screwed either way. Of course, he could have gone bold. Yes, it's spelled W-E-I-N-E-R, but it's pronounced Schultz. First Congressman Weiner, and boy, isn't that turning out to be redundant, lied about his unique approach to junk mail, but after allegations started piling up like parking tickets on an abandoned VW van in a white zone, he broke down and admitted his compulsion. One of the six people he claims to have sexted was a porn star who he then tried to get to lie about the relationship, but she refused. Pretty sad when the porn industry has a higher standard of integrity than members of Congress. His sole consolation is that his parents didn't add to the misery by giving him the first name of Richard, or Harry. It's Anthony. Tony Weiner, which sounds like a high-class hot dog. Or the mascot in that animated short we saw in fifth grade health class about the reproductive system. Hi kids, I'm Tony Weiner. Ready to take an exciting ride down the fallopian tube? Okay, hard hats on, let's go. And now it turns out that Bill Clinton officiated at the guy's wedding. Well, that explains it all. Looks like we can classify the former president as a carrier. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.